Bucks Uncensored is brought to you by Bricado's Sandwich Shop, home of the best devil crabs in town. Yum! 5021 East Columbus Drive in Tampa, right next to Ybor City off of I-4. When you go by there, and I know you will, don't forget to try that deviled crab.
Go, Justin Kowalski!
Martin set up to the left of Winston. Winston has it. He throws. End zone. Touchdown. Mike Evans. Winston throws. It is Evans. Touchdown. His second of the game. Wilson throws. And it's picked off. Pass is picked off by Algeron Forner. Wilson on second down. Fires. And it's picked off.
Somebody that knows somebody that knows something about it. But I won't answer now. Who, what, where, why? See, a lot of dudes like to act the fool. Now I'm getting old, but that ain't my style. So who you gonna get?
Holy shit. I have had plenty of time to think about what I want to talk about in this podcast after listening to voice memos for the last 3 hours. By the way, I won't play all of them. So if I don't play yours, please do not take offense to it. We're all in this together. By the way, I'll continue to make new opens for this podcast as long as it's working. Let's fucking go. By the way, this podcast will be not safe for work. Holy shit. So like I was saying, I had plenty of time to think about what I want to say. I'm not going to talk much. This is your podcast, man. And women. This is all about you. I don't think there's a good enough outlet for the fans to truly voice how they feel with somebody who feels the exact same way they do. Not in this town. And so as the popularity of this podcast continues to grow, and it does, and thank you so much for that, we will continue to provide you this platform to allow you to send in your voice memos. And you'll hear that a lot throughout this podcast. A voice memo is simply a recording on your phone. If you have an iPhone, it's called a voice memo. If you don't have an iPhone, I don't know. I only have an iPhone, but plenty of people with the Android devices send me stuff. So however you do it, you do it. I'm sure it's not that hard to find to figure out. On the iPhone, it's a voice memo. You hit record. You record your voice. You title it whatever you want to title it. And then you just email it to bucksuncensored@gmail.com. Now, I have a couple that I want to start with. But before I start with these first few voice memos, and trust me, there's a lot. This win was for you. You deserved this. Whether you were physically inside that stadium, whether you were at home, whether you were not even able to see the game, maybe you had to hear the game or read about the game, but you're a true fan. This win, this experience was for you. You know, no offense to the players who got the job done on the field, but they have no fucking clue what we all have been through. But what we got to experience on Sunday night was the biggest win the team that we, how do you even put it into words? It's our team. It's our team. It's my team. It's your team. It's our team. And so when you live and die with your football team and your team has driven you into a slow death for the last 8 years, you know, you can see right through the bullshit. And I have said to each of you that Bucks fans are smart. They are smart fans. They know they're not going to fall for gimmicky bullshit, for hyping up wins when they were ugly wins, or hyping up wins when they're against bad football teams. We can see right through that bullshit. But when you beat good teams and you play good football and we recognize and appreciate good football, now you've got our attention. They played well against a bad Bears team, dominated them. That's what good teams are supposed to do. We didn't know the Bucks were good at that time. They go to Kansas City where nobody wins and play a complete football game and win. Win in Arrowhead. Nobody wins in Arrowhead. Bucks did. Then they come home. And I told you all week long, it was a playoff week for me. And I hope it was for you too. I went all in. JoeBucksFan.com, they had the story up. They had this stupid-ass picture that I took when I mean, come on, guys. We can update that picture. I've lost some weight since then. It was a bad angle. I look stupid, okay? We can update the picture. God. And no, don't use the one of me eating a sandwich either. Come on. We're better than that. We're all a team. That doesn't mean you have to make me look stupid. Dang. I'm like, I mean, my nose is stuffed up. My voice is gone. It's midnight now. I'm tired. I got to get up in 5 hours to go to work, and I don't fucking care. I'm so jacked up right now. I'm so pumped up. This was the biggest win the Bucks have had. And I haven't looked at all the schedules, but I can tell you off the top of my head, it's the biggest win in 10 years. In 10 years. They did it. Playoff atmosphere, playoff hype. People were in their seats to start the game. And I'm telling you, Bucks fans were in shock. It's not that they didn't appreciate what was happening early on in that game. And it's not that they didn't know what to do early on in that game. I was in shock. But I looked around and people were like, what the fuck is going on? Evans catches a touch. Then Evans catches another touch. It's 14-0 and the defense is getting stops. And it's like, what's going on in this football game? And as time went on and we got to halftime and then deeper into the game. I mean, hey, I said, this game was for you, the fans. And as I stood up early in the fourth quarter, and I can't remember if it was Mike who sat behind me or my dad, but one of the two said, look around. And I stood up and I looked around. It was early in the fourth quarter. Everyone in the stadium, at least on the Buccaneers side of the field, in the first level, was on their feet. And I was like, holy shit. Hadn't experienced that in a long time. On their feet, into the game, screaming at the top of their lungs. I haven't felt that way at a Bucs game in a decade. I haven't felt the way I felt when I left the stadium in a fucking decade. You know, there's been plenty of podcasts where we have ripped the team to shreds early on this year when it did not look good and there were plenty of opportunities They gave us the opportunities. And I said at that time, the Buccaneers as an organization need to listen to this podcast because they can truly get a grasp of their fans. They can truly put their finger on the pulse of their fan base. Because I let you talk uncensored. And I let true Bucs fans voice how they feel. And I think as much as the Buccaneers organization should have listened to those podcasts to put their finger on the pulse of where their fan base was then, I think it's equally important for the Buccaneers organization to understand how we value them and how much pride we have in the organization and how badly, maybe more badly than anyone in that building, how badly we want the Buccaneers to succeed. Let's start with how it was for me on Periscope leaving the game. Enough of that periscoping, leaving the game. Personally, I just wanted to relive it. If you hadn't had a chance to watch it live as it was going on, well, watch it next time. Hopefully we have another Bucks home win in a couple of weeks. All right, enough of me. You don't want to hear me talking about the Bucks game. You want to hear Bucks fans. Let's start with Bucks fans who were in the stands. Start with my buddy Garv, who I know this hit home for.
Justin, can you hear me? It's Garv in Sarasota. The Bucks have just won this game. They're still in it. There's 51 seconds left. The best goddamn game I've seen since 2007. Our section is ripped and happy. The whole stadium's happy except those jackasses in Seattle gear. We won, baby! We won! We won! We nailed it! We fucking nailed it! Yes! End of game, we won! Yeah! Whoa! Oh, baby!
it's going to be a theme, and it is just every single one is so awesome to hear, even if we have to go way up into the nosebleeds.
No, no, no! No, 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 no! Hey, hey, hey! Goodbye! 12th minute sucks! Bucks win! Bucks win! Up here, upper deck, bleeding out for the Bucks. We took it home, baby! Get out of here, 12th man!
Josh in Tampa, what'd you got?
Kamish, we did it, baby! We did it! This is Josh in Tampa, season ticket holder since 2010.
When?
How exciting is it to lead beating the Seahawks?
When?
Watching all of them cry. We're in it, baby. We're in it. Let's do this. Next to San Diego.
San Diego. Let's go to Paris. Who's in San Diego? Very confusing.
Hey, Justin. I'm recording this right after the game, and I'm the dude that tweeted at you earlier today with the San Diego Charger ticket to live out here. And how freaking sweet is it going to be to go to that game next week? I cannot wait to take my 10-year-old son to this game. We're going to be so freaking excited. I can't wait. Who wants to play this team right now? Nobody in the NFC wants to play the Buccaneers right now. This was our 1997 opening game in Tampa Stadium. This was our moment. This was when it changed. I'm calling it right now. Jameis Winston, I don't even give a fuck about stats right now. Jameis Winston is a Pro Bowl quarterback. he is a top-tier quarterback in this league. You know what? He threw that interception. I don't even give a fuck because you know what? That stupid penalty against DeMar Dotson, he actually went out and won the game. He threw that touchdown to Brayton, and he was trying to make a play. I don't even care. We've been bitching about these guys for weeks now. Gerald McCoy and Lavonte David made plays in the fourth quarter when they freaking mattered. I cannot tell you how proud I am of this team right now. Mike Evans is a monster. He is a beast. When he has Richard Sherman crying to the refs for a quarter straight, you know you're a legitimate wide receiver in this league. I don't even have any other words. I'm just so excited. I'm so happy to see our Buccaneers be actually relevant again. I cannot express how excited I am about our Buccaneers. Go Bucks. I'll be sitting 50-yard line right behind the bench next week. I'm so excited. Go Bucks. That's all I got.
I love it. I love the passion. You're right. Hey, listen. Lavonte David and Gerald McCoy have been called out by me and many others, many other true fans. Again, smart fans that know what they're looking at. Lavonte David, probably one of the biggest plays, individual plays, of the last 10 years. I believe he's the one that caused the fumble. The replay went on in the stadium, and I was just anxious to see, first off, did the ball come out? And it did. And then I was anxious to see, was he touched when he picked it up? And he wasn't. And so I'm pretty sure that he was the one that caused the fumble. I watched it again on the highlights that they had on Buccaneers.com, but even then it was kind of difficult to see. I'm going to go with yes, he did cause it, picked it up, and then ran it back. I mean, just a gigantic, gigantic play. And we need that out of him, quite frankly. I mean, when you're making $10 million a year, you need to be making those plays more often. That's what it's like. That's what it's like when your playmakers make plays at the end of games to win games. That's the difference between a winning team and a loser. We have had a loser around here for far too long. Lavonte David and Gerald McCoy, dude, you did it. And the only reason it was never personal, the only reason you ever got criticism was because you never did that. You never did that. But you did, finally. And it was awesome. I mean, what more can you say? I mean, Altron Werner, what he went through, I don't have to go into details. You know what he went through. I mean, how do you do that? They needed him, though. They needed him. With Ajay Barima out, you can't force a guy to play in that circumstance, but not only did he play, he was fucking awesome. He was really, really good. I mean, holy shit. Bradley McDougald was really good. I mean, the defensive line, Noah Spence, Ryan Russell. I remember focusing on that guy as a sleeper in the draft, late round pick, and then I think Dallas ended up getting him. I don't know if they got him with a late pick or as an undrafted free agent. I didn't even know he was on the Bucs roster. He played almost the entire game, and he was really good. And Robert Ayers played a lot of defensive tackle. Not sure if anyone else noticed that. I don't even know if he played end at all in the game. And I was way okay with that. Definitely okay. I'm just pumped, man. Offensive line was great. Mike Evans was great. You know, a few of these voice memos talk about the play calling offensively got conservative. I thought the offense did what they needed to do. I honestly can't even remember a three and out, and if they had one, then so be it. But, okay, so this is the first time I've ever had to edit the podcast. I had to just stop and go tell my dog to shut the fuck up. It's 12:30 at night. Hello, baby sleeping. Just shut up. So, anyway, back to it. I don't know if the Buccaneers had to punt with the three and out, had a three and out in the game, but in a game like that, in a playoff game, and that's what it was, right? Getting a couple of first downs every drive is huge. Changing field position, by the way. Brian Anger and Josh Robinson. Can somebody give these guys credit? Brian Anger might be, and I know it's he's a kicker, old girl, blah, blah, blah. He might be one of the most valuable free agent signings Jason Light has made over the last 3 years. That dude can punt. Hey, guess what? Jacksonville took Brian Anger over Russell Wilson a few years back. Remember that? They took a punter over Russell Wilson. Brian Anger was better player on Sunday night over Russell Wilson. Yeah, I said it. He was awesome. He pinned the Seahawks back, and Josh Robinson as a gunner on special teams was fantastic as well. Special teams was excellent for the Bucs. And although Roberto Aguayo missed a kick, and I'm sure, and I heard it in the stands, chill out. Just chill out. 48-yard field goal. Look around the NFL. Their kicker's missing field goals every single week. Well, he was a second-round pick. Well, he's also a rookie. Okay? He's going to miss kicks. But you know what he also did? Made four in a row last week and won you the game in Kansas City. Okay? Because if he misses those field goals last week, if he misses every other week, then they lose last week. Okay? They won. He missed a 48-yard field goal. To me, that's a missable field goal. I get it. If you miss a 48, 50, 52-yard field goal, I get it. That happens. You can't miss the 35-yard field goal. And you can't miss the extra points, although those seem to be missed by kickers every week as well. So that's just a couple of points I wanted to zero in on. Let's get, so many. Let's get Casey on. Hey, Casey.
What's up, Justin? It's Casey. Bucks win. Defense. Everybody was fucking balling today. Whoa. Defensive line. Jared McCoy comes out of nowhere in clutch timing and fucking gets a sack. Are you serious?
No, I don't know.
Levante David showing out. Bradley McDougal showing out. Alteron Verner showing out. I mean, it was amazing from that defense today. Offense looked really, really, really good in those first two drives, and then pretty much after that, they just shit the bed. Seemed like Dirk was just trying to sit on that lead for pretty much the whole fucking game. Run game was shut down the whole time, and he's running it on third and one, third and two. I mean, when Jameis and Mike Evans are red hot, so, I mean, I don't get that, but you can't complain about a win just like this. I'm fucking happy as shit. Haven't been this happy in a long time. So we got those bitch ass Chargers next week. Got to keep going high off this win.
I looking back, and again, I was there in the stadium, so it's not like I was watching on TV and taking notes. When I'm there, I'm a fan there. But I can only remember one play that I disagreed with, and that was the pitch play on third and one. I thought that was a perfect, perfect time for a play action. Play action rollout. Have the option to dump it to a tight end or run it himself. Jameis, that is. But we got to remember, too, Seattle's got a great defense. A great defense. And I understand they were missing Earl Thomas and Michael Bennett, but they still have a great defense. So to say, we should have kept on being aggressive, it's all part of the game plan. And, you know, when you get up 14 to nothing and your defense, and you got to take that into consideration, when your defense is playing that well, and they were flying around, they had Russell Wilson confused. To me, I think that plays into Dirk Cutter's mind, not only as head coach, but as offensive coordinator. It's like, all right, maybe I don't need to take as many shots. We need to get some first downs. We need to keep our defense on the bench, keep them fresh so that they can keep playing the way they're playing. I thought all in all, it was another great team performance. That's three games in a row where we could say that's three complete team performances to get victories, and that just hasn't happened in a very, very long time. Memphis, Derek.
Hey, Justin, it's your old pal Derek in Memphis again, and I just saw the victory formation in Raymond James Stadium, and it's a beautiful sight. Bucks win, Bucks win, Bucks win.
All right, JR.
Justin, this JR again. I think this is the third time But damn it, the game is over, and I've yet to see the Bucks defense dominate like that since the days of Sapp, Brooks, Lynch, Barber. Them boys was out there playing. I'm hyped. Oh, I just don't even know what to say. I just know my clients got a rude awakening tomorrow. Because, man, we coming in happy as hell. All right, Pulowski, let's continue this streak. That's three in a row. Let's continue to dominate. Yes, sir.
JR and I went to high school together. He was our running back. He graduated a few years before I did. And he was one of my favorite running backs to block for while I was at Tampa Catholic High School. Love that guy. And now he's a personal trainer up in New York City. So good luck to all the people that are training with him tomorrow morning. Good God, I'm glad I'm not. No offense to you, JR. I just don't know if I can handle that tomorrow morning. Freddie.
Oh, my God. Who the fuck are these Bucks? Six sacks. Unbelievable pressure. Early on, it started with a little bit of a mistake by Robert Ayers crashing down twice on a running play. Gerald McCoy forced him to the outside. They got extra yards because Ayers over-pursued. But unbelievable game by the linebackers, the corners, the safeties. And it all started up front with the front four. Great pressure, great win. I don't know who the fuck these Bucks are, but I love them. I told my wife, I went and played golf this morning with my Buccaneers hat, my golf shirt. And yeah, from now on, before games, I've got to go play golf with my Bucks hat and my shirt. Bucks win, Bucks win. Thanks, Jason.
Come on. Thanks, Jason. Hilarious. Hilarious. Bryant. Hello, Bryant.
Justin, are you fucking kidding me?
Nope.
How about them fucking Bucks, man? That is a huge, huge win. I said last week that was the biggest Bucks win in a while. Well, we just have even a bigger win today, man. I can't believe how great that defense played. That's like watching the Bucks back in, you know, in the Super Bowl run, man. Freaking, I don't even know how to talk right now, but Altron Werner, huge game. Bradley McDougal had a huge game. That entire front four played huge. How about our offensive line, man? I don't think Jameis got sacked at all. Wasn't a perfect game. We could have done things better offensively in the second half, but who gives a shit? We just won. Go fucking Bucks.
Yeah. You gave me a lot to actually talk about there. The Bucks are healthy. As healthy of a football team as you're going to find at this stage of the season. That could bode very well for them in this last month of the season. The offensive line is fully healthy. Defensive line, for the most part. Now, Gerald McCoy got hurt during the game, had to go to the locker room, came back, played through an injury. I guess he was in a boot after the game. Doesn't mean he's automatically out for next week, but you know with him, he's always getting banged up or, you know, oh, I'm going to play through it. Then he doesn't play as well as when he's healthy, and he's just injury prone. I mean, the guy just gets injured a lot. But for the most part, I think the defensive line's pretty healthy. I think the offensive line's pretty healthy. I think the team as a whole is healthy. Along with how important this game is, and this was something I texted to Luke Easterling following the game. Him and I were going back and forth a little bit, but when Tony Dungy took over, and you can ask any players that were on the team at that point, they pointed to the San Diego Charger game at the end of, I believe it was the 95 or 96 season. Might have been the 96 season. And they point to that Charger game on the road. I guess Chris Berman was calling them the Yucks or whatever, and Warren Sapp and Derek Brooks said enough, and they went and beat the Chargers that year on the road. They pointed to that as the turning point of the organization. And then the coming out party for the team was to start the next season against the 49ers at home when Warren Sapp knocked out both Joe Montana, Steve Young and Jerry Rice. Steve Young and Jerry Rice knocked them both out. And the Bucks defense dominated the game, and I believe they won it like 13-6. It was so awesome to be at. It was so after all those losing seasons, that's what tonight felt like. It felt like last week against the Chiefs was the Charger game from 96. They went on the road, hostile environment. It was tough. The Chargers were tough at the time. Chiefs, nobody beats the Chiefs in Kansas City. And they got it done. That was the turning point for the players in the locker room. The coming out party was when the big bad team came in with all of their all pros and all of their superstars, and this Buccaneer team shut them down. They did it back then when that Buccaneer team shut down the mighty 49ers, and they did it on Sunday when this Buccaneer team shut down the Seattle Seahawks. I mean, I know you can't just hang everything on the past, but there are a lot of similarities between those two games back then and the last two games that the Buccaneers have played. Haitian Buck fan.
Bucks win! Bucks win! I am so fucking happy. The Buccaneers pull a win in a clutch situation. I can't remember the last time I've seen our defense come to our rescue. Man, I got to give big ups to our safeties. The last three games, they've been performing. They have been performing for us. And Jameis, you know, hey, that knucklehead interception in at the end of the game. Come on, dude. That could not have been a worse time for you to make a mistake like this. But, you know, all in all, you perform. We won. And my week looks a lot better at work. For the rest of the week, I'm going to be talking trash all fucking week. Yes. All right, Komish, this is Haitian Buck fan. I am out.
All right. Okay. Yes. Oh, the playoffs. Okay. Alex, let's go to Alex in San Diego, who's next. Now, the Bucks have the Chargers up next. Alex was a little confused on how to celebrate after the Bucks beat the Chiefs last week. Is he doing any better after the Bucks beating the Seattle Seahawks?
Hey, Justin, it's Alex in San Diego. So the Bucks get a quality win today, which I'm very, very happy about. But like I said in my last message, that I don't feel comfortable because I don't know this feeling, and I haven't felt this feeling for a very, very long time. And I'm not comfortable until that clock gets to zero. I want to let it go, and maybe after this win today, I can let it go a little bit. But that's the best I can do. Nailed it.
Well, I think that you need to heed your own advice. And coming from myself, the father of a 2-year-old girl, I think you should, at the very least, go by the advice of one said song.
Let it go.
That's right, Frozen. You know it's going to be in this household all Christmas season. And if you've got a daughter, most likely it's going to be in your household as well. Let's get, we've got a celebrity sighting. I'll get to that in a moment. Let's go to West Virginia. Brian is there.
Justin, oh my God, what just happened at Ray J? First of all, I just want to give kudos to Mike Smith for all the heat he's taken over the last 6 weeks. The defense has stepped up so huge in the last three games. Listen, and another kudos has to go out to my man Gerald McCoy, Mr. Disappearing Act himself. Finally showed up with a sack in the fourth quarter and was all over Russell Wilson's ass the whole fourth quarter, along with the rest of his compadres there from the defensive line. We rushed four all day. We did send some blitzes, but primarily our front four rushed the quarterback and chased his ass all over the field all day long today. The defense as a whole played phenomenal. Jameis had another efficient game. That was a crappy throw at the end of the game there, trying to get it to Mike Evans, and Chancellor got him a cherry pick interception. But overall, Jameis played great. I don't really know what happened to the play calling from the second quarter on. Seemed a little conservative, if you ask me. But hell, how the hell can you complain about a win like that? Justin, this is Brian from West Virginia. I love my Bucks, have from the beginning. You always nail it. Yeah, I'm out.
I know I do. Thank you. Appreciate it. RJ in California.
Commish, this is RJ from California calling in. Man, what a win. Unbelievable. Atmosphere was electric from the TV. From the jump, these guys got it done on offense, on defense. Even special teams chipped in. What a game. Just an exciting game, and I'm really impressed. It's relevant to be able to wear my jersey in December because I'm not used to that. Hopefully these guys keep up the good work. Got more work to do. Great podcast. Keep it up.
Bucks, are you hearing this? I mean, are you hearing what you have done just with a couple of victories in the middle of a season? I mean, you have lit a light inside of all of us fans. You've given us hope. I'm telling people to let it go. I'm playing fucking Frozen music on my podcast so that I can convince some fans that it's okay. It's okay to go all in. And if you get disappointed, at least have hope that now they're starting to head in the right direction. They might not make the playoffs. Listen, playoffs this year is an uphill battle. But maybe they're showing us that all those losing seasons, losing season after losing season, bad performance after bad performance, maybe those are in the past now. And although we might get disappointed this year because they don't make the playoffs, there's still a lot of hope now for the future. Dante.
Yo, Commissioner, this is Dante in Atlanta. I just want to say, man, I just watched probably the best Buccaneer football complete game ever, man. McCoy finally came through in money time. So did Levante. Fucking Mike Evans just dominated Richard Sherman all day long, man. And I'm just so fucking excited to say that I'm a Bucs fan right now. It's December, man. We are finally fucking relevant, man. It just feels so fucking good. Like, I don't know who the hell Russell is, but he got a sack. And I'll take it. Noah Spence, man. Great, great win, Commissioner. Love your work, man. Keep up the good work. Love the podcast.
Ryan Russell. Ryan Russell from Purdue. great. And he played a lot, and he played well. And, I mean, Jeremy actually puts it in better phrasing.
Just wanted to say, fuck yeah, dude. Beating the Seahawks, man. That was awesome. Hey, Richard Sherman, how's that trying to find Mike Evans? Which way did he go? Which way did he go? And Russell Wilson, how's it feel to have some Bucks up in your ass?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, what? The sacks, oh. Baby. Anyway, oh. We made our mistakes. We had some troubles, but a win's a win, and that's awesome. And I'll be going to the Chargers game next week here in California, down in San Diego. So can't wait to be all up in Philip Rivers' ass.
Some call it a backdoor stimulus.
That's what I would call it as well. Yikes. Jordan.
Hey, Justin. It's Jordan from St. Pete. Woo! If you're a Bucks fan, how can you not be jacked? You know, our players, they get paid the most money, finally make a play on defense at the end of the game, and I am ecstatic as all can be. It would have been even better had Atlanta lost, but it is what it is. On to next week, baby. Seize the day.
Siege the day. Rashad. Hello, Rashad.
Just driving home, checked Twitter and saw that the Bucks won and like, don't somebody was playing the trick will be. This is Rashad. Like, I'm just now forgetting to say my name. Remember to say my name. It's crazy. I don't know how it happened. I don't know why it happened. But, oh my gosh. Unfreaking believe it. Like, I'm in shock. My hand's shaking. Like, this is been a Bucks fan forever. And, oh my gosh, this is the happiest I've been since. I can't even remember.
Yikes. Oof. You know what? You're not the only one. Let me get Yusuf on. I always want to get Yusuf on. And sometimes we just don't have time. But he is a loyal listener to the podcast. We appreciate him not only participating on the podcast, being a big Bucks fan, also on Twitter, just an all around good guy. Yusuf, let's see if we can just get you on here.
Hey, Justin, this is Yusuf. So, coming into today's game, they were calling Seattle the best team coming out of the NFC. And what did the Bucks do? They held their own. They played lights out on defense. They were violent. They were dominant. This team was playing together. They were, man, it was such a sight to behold. This team seems so much different from that team 4 weeks ago when they played Atlanta.
I know.
They must have really looked in the mirror that day, and ever since then, we've been a completely different team. So excited going forward, Justin, and thanks for what you do, and go Bucks.
I appreciate you, Yusuf, and they got their shit together. I don't know how. I don't know what happened, but they figured something out. Let's go to Vegas. Craig is there. Hey, Craig.
What a game, Commish. The December to remember is on, baby. Just intercepted that ball. Woo! Can't wait to get out to San Diego next week. The Bucks train's rolling. Let's get going, kid. But, Jameis, you can't make that throw. Doug, you got to hold on to the ball. Can't wait it. Craig in Vegas. See you guys all in San Diego. Buckaholics on the loose.
Love it. I do love it. Thank you very much. Make December relevant again. That hashtag took off during the game, and thank you to everyone that used it. That's what Sunday's game was all about in beating the Seahawks. The Bucks made December relevant again for all of us. Remember, they were 6-6 last year, though. So although they did beat the Seahawks and they have won three in a row, they got to go to San Diego and get a win. Because now that's a huge difference. Being 6-6 and 7-5, oh boy. And I said the oh boy because my voice, yikes, my voice is not going to be good this week. And that's not good in my line of work. And I'm not talking about the podcast. I don't even remember what I was saying. It's getting late. And you know what happens when I get tired and it's late and who knows what I'm going to say.
Fuck, man.
They won, right?
The stress at the end of the game. Oh, my
God.
God.
Exactly.
Still got to find a kicker.
All right. I'm sure they'll do that. If not, I'll just go to Publix and find some eggs. What does that have to do with anything? I don't know. It's about 1:30 in the morning. That's why I said that. Well, it's only 12:45 right now, so I'm doing okay. We're back live, taped, in a podcast. I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. Jorge does, though. Hey, Jorge.
Big fucking win, Justin. Big fucking win. This is Jorge in Tampa. Woo, baby. That's another fucking complete game. Somebody cancel that motherfucking Amber Alert, because I just fucking found Levante David and Gerald McCoy. Take their fucking faces off the milk carton, brother, because here they fucking were. They weren't fucking amazing, but they made plays when it fucking counted. They made it happen. They made it happen. They did just fucking enough, Justin. Just fucking enough. And that's what we need. Defense. This is old school football. Old school Bucks football. They came to play. Mike Evans, baller. Jameis did what he had to do. Running back, we're still questionable. But, hey, the threat of the run is all we need, brother.
Exactly.
That's it. Jameis doing more with less than anybody in the NFL. Mike Smith, fuck, yeah. All right, I'm out. Nailed it.
You did. You did. The threat of the run, and I love how you put that, the threat of the run is most important in the Bucs offense. Will in the Midwest.
Justin, oh, Will in the Midwest. Fuck in the fuck. We're going streaking, boys. We're going fucking streaking. Yes! Motherfucker. You and us and the Bucks fucking nailed it, baby.
Robert in Philly. Hey, Robert.
Brothers and sisters, this is the Brother Justin's podcast. This is Robert from Philly. And I said, do you believe, brothers and sisters? Do you believe? Put your hand out and feel the power, brothers and sisters. It's a new day in Tampa Bay. Brothers and sisters, Jason Light has shown us the light. And I believe, I said, do you believe, brothers and sisters? Because now, for the first time in a long time, there's meaningful games in December for the Buccaneers. And I said, brothers and sisters, the new day is here. And I said, do you believe?
I think a lot of people are believing now. I know I am. It's just... it truly is amazing. Harry?
Hi, Justin Pawlowski. This is Harry Carey speaking. Oh, how about them Buccaneers? Them Buccaneers are something kind of special. Bucks win. Bucks win. Bucks win. Buccaneers are going to go all the way this year. I just feel. I'm so pumped, I can run right into a tennis net and just keep going. Holy cow. Bucks win. Bucks win. This buzz for you. This buzz for you. This bud's for you.
Okay, more bud for you. I don't know if you're talking beer or marijuana. Bust out your hot dogs. Here's Robin.
Justin, this is Robin. Oh my gosh, I'm so happy. That was an incredible game. So proud of this team. That was incredible. Who gets the game ball? How many game balls can they hand out? Because the whole damn team should be getting a game ball. So many individual players to mention. Oh, man, the defense. You know, if I had two game balls to hand out, I would give one to the entire defense. Oh, because boy. That defense, watching them flying around, making plays, swatting balls down, interceptions, it reminded me of the Sapp, Lynch, Barber era. I mean, my goodness, they were freaking lit tonight. And, you know, watching them, it was amazing. It was just amazing. The other game ball, I'm going to give to the fans at Raymond James Stadium. So loud, the place was rocking. And you talk about a 12th man in Seattle. Oh, hell no. It was in Tampa tonight. Tampa Bay has a 12th man. And if you went to that game, thank you. Thank you for being there and for screaming so loud. We heard you, and incredible. Who dat think they can beat them Bucks? Who dat? Who dat?
Boy, they're next at home for the Bucks, but you got to beat the Chargers first before you can make that game. Would be gigantic home game against the Saints. But you got to beat the Chargers first. Can't look ahead. Fans can always look ahead. Players cannot look ahead. Let's go to my buddy Mike and see if he does his Jim Rome impression.
Hey, Justin. Mike here. Got to make this short and sweet this week, but I'm going to tell you what. Apparently, last week, I gave a Jim Rome take unintentionally. Didn't mean to. But while we're on the topic, I'm going to keep going forward with it. Mike Evans to Richard Sherman. Man's game, bitch. Unbelievable level of play. He really dominated in that position today, and it shows the league that he is truly, indeed, an elite wide receiver. While we're talking about the level of play, the Bucs are really showing to put that where they need to be. Dare I say contenders? Dare I say playoffs? At this moment, I don't know yet. They're playing at the level where they need to be. Right now, New Orleans and Atlanta are really stepping up their game as well in the NFC South. Going back to last week, the post-game speech that Jameis gave with the family attitude, the family mentality, the family atmosphere of the Bucks. We haven't seen that in a long time. When was the last time you saw the team rally around a coach, rally around each other, rally around the offense and the defense? You saw that when Altron Werner caught that interception and unfortunately after the passing of his father, but you saw the team come out to him and greet him. And you saw I had goosebumps when I saw it. It was unbelievable. You saw this team. They seem to care about one another, and it's showing on the field. I got to let you go on this. I'm looking forward to hearing this tomorrow morning. Bucks fucking uncensored. I love it. Keep up the good work, Justin. I'll see you next week.
All right. And on that note, more Jim Rome.
Scumbag Justin.
They sound identical. They say different things, but they sound identical. We go from one mic to another. This mic sits behind me at the games.
Justin, it's Mike Paps 109. What a fucking game. It's about time we show the fuck up. That a boy defense, that a boy offense. My only complaint is that fucking throw to the end zone, the interception. But you know what? I'll put that on Aguayo. If we knew you could fucking kick it, we wouldn't have to throw bullshit passes. Anyways, good to see everybody cheering, everybody standing up. I see a bunch of salty fucking Seahawks fans walking around drunk as fuck. This might be the best game in 10 years. Starting to feel a little bit better. Go Bucks, baby.
Go Bucks, baby. You got that right. You know what? Let's keep the string of Mike's alive. Mike in Long Island, we all remember how intimate he got last week. Does he do it again this week? And does he give out his phone number?
Hey, Justin. It's Mike from Long Island again. Still enjoying some 20-degree weather. Hope you guys are enjoying better weather. I'm going to do the same thing as last week. Let's fucking go. We beat another motherfucking big-ass team. Put our dick on the table. Okay. Big titties. I don't even know what to do. I want big titties in my face all night long. You have no idea right now. Jameis Winston, holy shit. Jared McCoy. Everyone was calling Jared McCoy out. I don't know about you, but I saw pressure up the middle all game long. I don't fucking care. Levante David, same thing. People calling him out. Guess what? Played fucking phenomenal. It's just ridiculous. I'm not going to give my phone number out in this one. You guys have it from the last one. But Jesus motherfucking Christ, your Tampa Bay Buccaneers not only just nailed it, but we are in playoff contention, and we are in the hunt more than any of the other NFC teams, in my opinion. We are a dangerous team. Come suck on this tittle.
Tittle.
These Bucks just tittle. Nailed it.
Tittle. Poof. Keith in SoCal.
Justin, this is Keith in SoCal. Van Beef on Twitter. I sent you a voice memo, like, probably Thursday or Friday, about this was our Super Bowl. The defense stepped up so well with 6 sacks, 3 turnovers. Alteron Werner played a game similar to Alexander's. I give him credit. I give him some love. He did very, very well. But the beauty of the game for me was that fucking Mike Evans grab over bitch ass Seymour Sherman. I love it.
Sorry about that.
But watching this shit on TV from SoCal, I want to thank every single fan. Every single seat looked like it was full, and there was not a lot of Seahawks fans. I want to thank you guys for the team and for the people like myself that can't be there for that one. But best believe I'll be in San Diego this upcoming Sunday. Go Bucks. What a beautiful victory. And this is right after. Fuck yeah. Go Bucks. This is our turning point.
Yeah, go rock Qualcomm or whatever they call it now. I have no idea what they call their stadium out there. But go rock that one. I will say there were Seahawks fans, but my God, the Bucks eliminated them immediately from the game. And that stadium was full. It was rocking. And as I said, fourth quarter, the entire fourth quarter, offense, defense, we were standing. It was probably the most incredible moment I've had at a Bucs game in the last 10 to 12 years. I mean, that was truly special. I've had a lot of bad moments, but not many good ones like that. I mean, that was truly special. Rami. Hey, Rami.
What's up, Justin? It's Rami again. I'm more calmed down. I apologize. Watching this game, seeing all the holes we have and still playing fucking amazing. Just imagine having the fucking weapons this team needs to succeed. The sky's the fucking limit with this team. With Jameis Winston, Mike Smith, great, great defensive game played. Cutter played a little bit conservative, I felt like, but great, great game. Defeated a great team in the Seahawks, no matter what type of injuries they had. Still played great against this team. Oh, my Lord. I can't wait for the rest of the games that matter in December. Give me a hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Steve Austin.
Oh, Steve Austin. Good. Credit him.
Nail it, Justin, just like you always do. Plug your podcast.
Love you. Thank you, Rami. BucksUncensored@gmail.com if you ever want to send in your own voice memo. BucksUncensored@gmail.com. If you sent one in and it didn't make this podcast, just know that if you do want your voice to be heard, the best podcasts to send your voice memo in on are the Wednesday and Saturday podcasts. Send them in sometime either on Tuesday or Friday. I usually record Tuesday night and Friday night. For those podcasts, a lot less voice memos. Obviously, after a game, you're going to get a lot more coming in when you have more. I try to play as many as I can. As you can tell, this is going to be a very, very long podcast. Hey, I got to give you something to listen to in the morning since there's no local sports talk radio morning show anymore. So hopefully this can do you just fine. You'll be listening to it in... I don't know, 6 hours or so. I've got to be up now in 4 hours. Looking forward to that. I'm doing one of those countdown clocks to when I actually have to get up and go to work. But I love my job, so that's that. Hey, we're international on this podcast. Not sure if you knew this, We've had people from Switzerland. We love our buddy, I think it's Dave from Switzerland, when he chimes in. We've had, oh boy, voice is going. We've had Ross in Scotland. We've had people from Canada. We've never been to India, though, and that's where our next guest is from. Sharat is there in New Delhi, India. And greetings of the day, Sharat.
Hey, Justin. Great win this weekend. I'm totally glad that ultimately Bucks played with swagger against superior competition. What I loved about our team today is the fact that defense finally in a long time carried us against a really good team. I understand that offense scored two touchdowns at the beginning of the game, but it is the defense which right off the gate, you know, they came sagging Wilson time after time after time, and they completely dominated their offense altogether throughout the four quarters. I couldn't be more proud of our guys. I think Mike Smith, Gerald McCoy, Lavonte David, all of them earned their paycheck with this game. This is a hallmark win for us. This is the kind of win that usually, you know, defines a full season. I hope great things happen from here on. I hope this season counts to something. And even if it doesn't, even if we don't make the playoffs, if we end up with a good record, like 8-8, 9-7, where we can go into next year with the hopes that this time we are a legitimate playoff contender, that is a W for me.
Yeah, I think it is for me, too. I think it's getting that experience now, playing these meaningful games late in the season for a lot of the younger players on the squad. And, you know, I think I mentioned this on another podcast. To me, it was important to lose and get a high draft pick to get the quarterback. Now that you have the quarterback, I think what you want to do is you want to play as many meaningful games as you can late in the season. And if you win some and lose some and you end up 8-8 or 9-7 and you get a lower draft pick, so be it. You should still be able to get a good player, hopefully a weapon for Winston, you know, and with around the 20th pick in the first round. If you don't get it in the first round, the weapon for Winston, maybe that's something you can get in round two. That'd be an ideal scenario and spot usually to take a top-notch running back, because a lot of those running backs normally fall in the NFL draft. Good voice memo there, Sharat from India. Don't be a stranger to the podcast. Let's go from Sharat, though, to Scott, who's our buddy. Hello, Scott.
Hey, Justin. Scott, what a game. Heading back to Bradenton with my brother in the car. Bucks win. What a game. I've already made arrangements to get back down here to Tampa after I head back to Philly tomorrow and get back down here for the Saints game. Unfortunately, will not be able to go to San Diego, but that's okay. Hopefully, I'll check out the 506 online and see if that game's going to be shown on TV up there. But, man, just what a game. Defense showed up. Offense did what they had to do. The fans... Well, I don't know how it was on the lower bowl, but even up in the club section in 239, there was a lot of activity, a lot of good fan support, and it didn't look like too many people left that stadium early. Not that they should have, but great win for the Bucks. Looking forward to hearing your podcast and what the other fans are saying.
It was freaking awesome, man. It was so awesome. Appreciate it, Scott. Thanks. How about Marco's? Let's get Marco's. Woo! Marco's pizza.
Huge win, baby. Finally beat another top team in the league. Great victory. Defense showed up. McCoy and Lavonte showed up. I don't know if it was due to in part of the passing of Werner or whatnot, but at least they showed up either way. McCoy's in a walking boot. Kind of worried about that. But it's time to start streaking, man. I don't know. Last time we had a victory that felt so damn good. Get fucked up, stay turned up, eat Bricados, go Buck.
All right, go Buck. Gotcha. Gotcha. Appreciate it, Marco's Pizza. Craig in Tampa. Hey, Craig.
Hey, Mish, I just want to say, Bucks win, Bucks win. Holy shit, that was such a huge fucking win. Oh, my God, the team came together. Defense, 6 fucking sacks. Oh, my God. Hold on. I just got an update. Oh, look. Fucking Gerald McCoy went down. He fucking has an injury. Fucking left the facility with a boot. God damn it. Doesn't matter. You know what? Bucks win. Bucks fucking win. Oh, my God. I'm so happy. Fuck you, McCoy. Bucks win.
Oh, man. It's funny every time. T. I got a few more left I want to get to. I'll give some final thoughts as well. Listen, what else are you going to be listening to? Let's you know, and if you have to pause it, take it into work, and maybe listen to it while, just make sure you have headphones, okay? I don't want you to get in trouble because we know how racy these podcasts can be. It's uncensored, you know. T in Texas.
Justin, it's T in Dallas. Fucking great win. Fucking a McCoy sighting, a Levante David sighting, a fucking Bradley McDougal sighting. Fucking Russell looks like a poor man's Simeon Rice showed out today. Fucking Noah motherfucking Spence. God damn defense, way to carry the offense in the second half, or the lack thereof. What the fuck can you say? Now, I'm still mad about the fucking interception, James. I don't know what the fuck you was thinking. We get the 3 points, but fuck it. Defense on these bitches today. Now, let's not have the letdown against San Diego, because I don't think anybody else can sit there and say they beat the Chiefs and the fucking Seattle Seahawks in back-to-back fucking weeks. One on the road, one at fucking home. Oh, this fucking feels awesome. Let's keep this shit going. Woo!
Okay, yeah. Let's do it. Let's stay in Dallas. Let's go to Kevin, who's there.
Kevin from Dallas. Great victory. First, I'm happy they actually played the game out here in Dallas, so no Cowboys, so I got to enjoy my Bucks. Defense, stellar from beginning of the game to the end of the game. Wish we could have done a little bit more, but you got to take the hats off of Seattle's defense. So the fact that we hung 14 on them in the first quarter is awesome. Jameis played lights out except for that stinking interception in the end of the fourth quarter. Got to do something with Roberto, though. I mean, my goodness, come on. It should have been at least 17, not 14. Love what you do, man. Keep it up.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it. They say don't mess with Texas. So we won't. We'll stay there. Go to Austin, Texas. Victor is there.
Hey, this is Boom from Austin, Texas. I just got to say this defense really showed up today. Made plays all over the field. Offense was consistent, right? Consistent. How long has it been, can you say, consistent? Go Bucks, man. Great podcast.
Good point. How is it in Austin, Texas these days? Now you got Tom Herman. The guy can beat. Listen, Tom Herman, if you need him to beat a top 25 team, he'll do it. Now, if you need him to beat SMU or Memphis, probably not your guy. Know what I'm saying? Ville boy. Hey, Ville boy.
Let's fucking go, baby! Huh? Huh, Justin? Huh? Let's change this podcast name to Bucks Fucking Uncensored, baby. Let's go. Huh? Fill that house up, goddammit. Let's go. All the way from VA, baby. Let's go, Justin. Let's go, Buck Nation. Yes, sir.
I don't think he was talking to me, to be honest with you. And we all know how some people view me.
Scumbag Justin.
Exactly. But they don't view this Justin that way. So I'm thinking that Bill Boy was actually talking to this Justin.
Justin, this is Justin from Virginia. How about them Tampa Bay Buccaneers today, man? Playing lights out on defense. Noah Spence, 2 sacks, forced fumble. Gerald McCoy stepping up with a big sack in crunch time. Levante David making splash plays. Bradley McDougal laying the wood and then sealing the game at the end. And, you know, God bless with Altuve Verner, man. He's had a rough, rough year to make a big play earlier in the game. That was awesome. Best thing about it all is Mike Evans shredding that crybaby ass Richard Sherman to death. 2 touchdowns, over 100 yards. And what do we see on TV? Richard Sherman complaining, crying to the refs, as always. Mike Evans looked like made him look like a little bitch today. But 6-5, hitting the next week, man. We're going to catch the Falcons. Pumped. Great atmosphere looked like today on the TV, man. It was loud. So happy to be a Tampa Bay Buccaneer fan right now. Holy shit. Woo!
Richard Sherman, more like Richard Seymour of Mike Evans catching touchdowns over you. Oh, snap. And by the way, Richard Sherman going to the refs and complaining. Who does that look like? Mike Evans from last year. Now we all see how stupid it looks. You know what Richard Sherman needs to do?
Let it go, I am one
Exactly. And you thought we wouldn't play Frozen twice on this podcast. It's that time of year. Sean is up with us.
Justin, this is Sean in Tennessee. I didn't think I'd ever do a voice memo, but I'm just too excited after that win. Couldn't help myself. I want to start by saying congratulations to Altron Werner. I know he's had kind of an up and down tenure in Tampa Bay, but man, it was good to see him get a big play today. I don't know what to say. I haven't been this excited about the Bucks in a decade. This is the biggest win they've had in probably since the Super Bowl. I think we finally got ourselves a quarterback. Our defense is starting to come around. Noah Spence is legit. Gerald McCoy and Robert Ayers are playing well. The secondary is starting to turn up. I just haven't seen that much fire and passion out of a Buccaneer team in a long time. It was a good feeling. I think we can make a run at this. I'm excited. 3 weeks ago, I was looking forward to the NFL draft, and now I'm hoping for a playoff berth. Go Bucks!
Appreciate that, and appreciate, again, each and every one of you. Really appreciate Bricados, and if you're listening this deep into the podcast, that means you're a true Buccaneer fan. If you do live in the Tampa Bay area, go by and visit Mike and my buddies there at Bricados Sandwich Shop, a staple in Tampa for a long, long time. It's right off of I-4. It's that left-handed exit, 50th Street. Once you exit, if you're heading towards Plant City from downtown Tampa, exit on the left-hand side of the interstate. Take that down and around. Bricados is right there. You can't miss it. Go to BricadosSandwich.com for all the details on how to get in touch with them. And if you are listening from out of state and you want that devil crab or Cuban sandwich, you can go online and order it, and they will deliver it to you as well. We love Bricados for sponsoring this podcast. Without them, there would not be a podcast, and we do invite other sponsors to jump on board as well with this podcast. I know that it's a much more affordable way to advertise, and trust me, week after week, we are reaching more and more people. And if you're worried that the season's coming to an end, the off season gets more downloads than the regular season. So very excited about the continued growth with JoeBucksFan.com, and would love to bring on a couple more sponsors as well. Thanks again to you, the fans, Bucks fans, for continuing to spread the word about this podcast, for continuing to make this podcast yours, ours. We're all fans in this together. We deserved what we got on Sunday. We have gone through a lot. We have gone through a lot of downs and not many ups. And so the last 3 weeks, to have three wins in a row, but to culminate in beating a great team in our house, defending our turf to where we could treat it like a playoff atmosphere and then reap the rewards of getting a win. I mean, congratulations to each and every one of you. And I'll accept your congratulations back. I mean, I truly can't put into words how awesome that was. And I hope we get to experience that again soon. Got to beat San Diego. We'll talk more about that as the week goes on. We'll dive more into the actual game itself probably on Wednesday. Always invite your voice memos. If you have anything else to add from this game, you have anything else to add, maybe you have a question surrounding the team, I'm all ears. Would love to hear it. Again, Wednesdays and Saturdays podcasts, usually a lot less voice memos come in for those podcasts. So that might be a good opportunity if you haven't gotten yours played on one of the podcasts. It might be a great opportunity for you to get yours on. So again, bucksuncensored@gmail.com. You can record your voice memo on your phone and then send that in, and we'll gladly get it on and discuss whatever you'd like me to discuss. Again, this podcast is three times a week, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays. First come, first serve, first thing. Monday, Wednesday, Saturday morning at joebucksfan.com. And then if you're lazy and don't want to go to joebucksfan.com that early in the morning, because I know you're going to go there later anyway to read all their outstanding articles. If you're a Bucks fan, it's really the only website you need because they're like a central hub for all Buccaneer information. It's joebucksfan.com. But if you're not going to go there first thing in the morning for the podcast, you can also subscribe and have it delivered in very lazy fashion for you directly to your phone. You just subscribe on iTunes, Podcast Addict, Podbean. It's out there. Subscribe to it. Search Bucks or Bucks Uncensored. It's one of the first ones, if not the first one, that pops up, I think, for Bucks. So you can go ahead and check it out there. Very easy to subscribe. Follow me on Twitter at CommissionOnline, Facebook.com/CommissionOnline. Congratulations again to you, the Bucks fans, for getting to experience that and showing. I think what we did tonight, what we did on Sunday, was we showed those players on that team and in that locker room what the potential is in this town if they were just consistent, if they just brought back a team that could contend year in and year out. These players never knew what that was like. These players didn't really know what the fan base could actually be. We gave them one hell of a taste of it. And I couldn't be more proud of the Bucks fans and how they showed up and showed out on Sunday. Congratulations to you. And for you, all of you, you nailed it.